Bears! Bears!
These large, fierce land animals usually live alone. But a little girl named Goldilocks once found three of them living together.
What are they? They're bears!
Are bears really tame? No, they are wild animals, but like people, they are mammals, which means they nurse their young with milk. Bears walk on four legs like dogs, but they can stand up straight and walk like you and me for short distances. Each of their big paws has five sharp claws to grab, dig, and climb.
You may not see it, but bears have a tail. It's very short and stumpy.
Their powerful jaws have four extra long, extra sharp teeth called canines. Bears have excellent hearing and a great sense of smell.
Where do bears live?
They live all over the world, except for the continents of Africa, Australia, and Antarctica. Brown bears live in the mountains and forests of America, Europe, and Asia. Some brown bears are called grizzly bears because of their grizzled or gray-tipped fur. The biggest bears of all, Kodiaks, are brown bears. Kodiak bears live in Alaska. There are two kinds of black bears, American and Asiatic. American black bears are the most common bears in North America. They can run very fast and are great tree climbers. Asiatic black bears live in the forests of Asia. They are also called moon bears because they have a moon-shaped mark on their chest. Polar bears live in a very cold area, the Arctic. They are considered marine mammals because they spend most of their lives on sea ice. Their extra thick white fur keeps them warm in the bitter cold and helps them hide in the snow when hunting. Spectacle bears spend most of their time in trees. They live in the mountains of South America. Guess how spectacle bears got their name? Sloth bears were named after a small mammal called a sloth. They have long claws, shaggy fur, and can hang upside down from tree branches. These slow-moving bears live in Asia, in the forest areas of Nepal, Bhutan, Bangladesh, India, and Sri Lanka. Giant pandas live in bamboo forests in the mountains of China. They love to eat bamboo. Unfortunately, pandas have become endangered. Scientists are trying very hard to protect the bamboo forest where giant pandas live. And finally, there's the little sun bear, the smallest of all the bears. Sun bears are not much bigger than a dog. They have a yellowish-orange mark on their chest that looks a little like a sun rising. Sun bears live in the forests of Asia.
What do bears eat?
Bears are called omnivores because they eat both animals and plants. You're an omnivore too. Some bears, such as the American black bear and the brown bear, are mostly vegetarian, which means they primarily eat plants. But all bears eat animals from time to time. Sometimes they hunt big animals, such as deer and moose. Other times, bears snack on rabbits, mice, beavers, and other small animals. Most bear diets include leaves, fruits, roots, and berries.
If you're going camping, keep your food sealed tight, or a bear might smell it and eat it himself.
Some bears like to fish. They slip into the water and snatch a meal with their sharp claws or teeth. Polar bears eat seals, sea lions, walruses, and sometimes whales. Many bears have a sweet tooth. They love honey. Luckily, they have thick fur to protect them from bees.
Some bears get a little bug hungry and eat ants, termites, and other little insects. Yuck!
Why do bears rest all winter?
Because it's freezing. In the winter, bears have a hard time finding plants and animals to eat. So they hibernate or take a very long sleep until the warm weather returns. Before hibernating, a bear eats lots of food. The food becomes body fat, which keeps the bear alive during the winter when food is scarce. Also, before hibernating, bears look for a place to sleep. Sometimes they dig a big hole called a den or find a cave. During hibernation, bears sometimes wake up to look for food, but usually they stay hidden until the spring. Often, while they are in their winter dens, mother bears have babies.
How do bears grow up?
A mama bear, called a sow, usually gives birth to 2 or 3 babies that are called cubs. A mother bear feeds the cubs with her milk to help them grow big and strong. After 2 months, the cubs are ready to leave the den, but they must be kept safe from predators such as wolves, bobcats, and mountain lions. Cubs play and wrestle under their mother's watchful eye, but when they are about 2, she chases them away so they will learn to live on their own.
Full-grown bears are such powerful creatures that they have no natural enemies except for human hunters.
Bet you didn't know.
A Kodiak bear can weigh over 1,000 pounds and stand more than 9 feet tall. A newborn black bear cub weighs less than 1 pound. The sun bear weighs less than 150 pounds and is only 4 feet tall. Polar bears can swim up to 60 miles without a break. They can even swim underwater. Sloth bears suck termites out of the ground with their mouth, just like a vacuum cleaner. Bears leave messages for one another by making claw marks on trees.
Of all the things bears do, my favorite is a bear cub hug.